Dictation for Jeffrey, J-E-F-F-R-E-Y, Allen, A-L-L-E-N, November 1758. Address as a letter, Dr. Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T. Dear Dr. Ernest, a follow-up for Mr. Allen, who has history of IgA nephropathy, chronic kidney disease, hypertension. Last visit was a year ago, April 2021. Blood pressure running high, 200s or more. Significant weight loss from 228 to 207. 2 meals a day. Some problems of dysphagia or dysphagia. Denies, however, vomiting. No gross abdominal pain. There is constipation, no bleeding. Follows gastroenterology, Dr. Murphy, M-U-R-P-H-Y. They were talking some problems with the pelvic muscles, and they went some therapy for that without improvement. Denies incontinence of stools. Has nocturia 2-3 times, but no cloudiness of blood, no incontinence of urine, no gross edema or claudication symptoms. He's still smoking 1.5 packs per day, chronic cough, but no hemoptysis, stable dyspnea, no oxygen, has a sleep apnea, but has not tolerated 4 different types of CPAP machine. He's exploring a new treatment, electrical stimulation. Has arthritis right shoulder, but no anti-inflammatory agents. Unsteady, but no recent falling. Other review system is negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight the Norvasc Coric Lasix. Previously, Losartan Inder was discontinued. Next paragraph, today blood pressure 150/86 on the left-sided. Normal speech, no respiratory distress, no gross lymph nodes, thyroid, no gross JVD. There are bronchitis, COPD, but no consolidation pleural effusion, distant breast sounds, no gross arrhythmia, pericardial rapt, no abdominal tenderness or masses, no gross edema or neurological deficit, mild decreased hearing, normal speech. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. September creatinine from a baseline of 1.6, 1.8, did increase to 2.2. If this will be steady, creatinine will be, GFR will be 30. In a recent admission to the hospital with hypertension 200, that creatinine was actually up to 3. This might be the new steady state. We will follow to assure returning to baseline or potentially, as indicated, new steady state. A low sodium 135, elevated potassium 5.2, abnormal acid-base nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, high hemoglobin from smoking, no anemia, normal white blood cell platelet. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Recent hospital admission for severe hypertension. Next number, acute on chronic renal failure, as indicated above, improved but has not returned to baseline. Next number, weight loss, dysphagia, dysphagia in a smoker person that needs evaluation. Consider EGD versus barium contrast esophagogram. Next number, smoker COPD findings on physical exam. Next number, history of IgA nephropathy. With background of severe hypertensive nephrosclerosis changes on biopsy. Next number, low level proteinuria without nephrotic range. All issues discussed with the patient and wife. End of we will add arterial Doppler to rule out renal artery stenosis given the uncontrolled hypertension. I want to mention that he has normal sized kidneys, 11.8, 11.7 right and left without obstruction, stone or masses, incidental bilateral simple cyst. All issues discussed with the patient and wife, interpretation,